Monday nights in Pope John Paul II Park in central Budapest are not normally busy, but then these are not normal times. It's past midnight, but the park is alive. Children run around while their parents rest, talk to their family on the phone, or search for a smuggler to take them north to Austria. The lucky families rest in tents, most sleep under the stars, and all dream of leaving Hungary. Sitting on a bench, I meet Khan, a young Afghan from Kunduz province, a region currently under siege by Taliban. He arranged to pay a smuggler $7,000 to help him get to Italy.
Is it quite dangerous? Some people they die, sometimes it's accident, sometimes there's a river, sometimes, you know, you get shot in the border. It's many kind of happen. But you have to try your luck. You know what I mean?
In an underpass by Budapest's main Keleti train station, a transit zone has been set up by volunteers providing food, water, clothes and medical help. Saeed is travelling from Latakia, northern Syria, to Germany with a group of 20 friends and family. The previous week, they risked their life taking an inflatable boat from Turkey to Greece, which almost ended in tragedy.
Yes, we have six children, two babies, 5 months and 6 months, and four little girls.
But they were in the water as well.
Yes, we had to jump to the sea. You know, all guys, big one, jump to the sea, and the water in the boat, we can, yeah. And the engine stop, fuel is empty, like this, you know.
The Turkish Coast Guard has rescued nearly 20,000 people whose boats sunk in the Aegean Sea trying to reach Greece since the beginning of this year. Many have drowned. Without safe legal routes into Europe, this is the only way.
Yes. We don't need anything, just rooms for baby and safe. Just like that. We have money to go everywhere, but...
There is a total absence of basic state-level humanitarian assistance for vulnerable refugees on the streets of Budapest. According to Hungarian government spokesman Zoltán Kovács, that's not going to change.
If you institutionalize the problem, that is, that you prepare yourself, that you provide institutionalized shelter for these people, say in Budapest, they're going to use that. And we are not going to provide that, because they shouldn't be here.
Back at the station, an Iranian family carry their mother Fatima off the train and place her into a wheelchair. On the perilous route from Iran to Hungary, Fatima's cardiac problems intensified and she became unable to walk. So desperate are they to continue their journey to Austria that they want to leave tonight.
And if saying that if you start to leave, for example, tomorrow, and your mom is very sick.
At the medical center, volunteer nurse Buri pleads with them to stay until Fatima can recover.
Now you take a very, very huge risk. Until now, you were running for... Amir, listen to me. Until now, you were running for your life. Now it's the time to stop a little bit, get some strength, think things over, and after that you can go more, go forward more. But now, please, hold on, listen to us.
Amir goes to confer with the rest of his family outside. Nurse Buri, exhausted after working all day, sits down on a box and begins to speak.
This is why we are here, many of us, because we are saying we cannot stand this. We won't let this happen. Like young children, babies, the old ladies die on the street just because we are saying, oh God, this is not our problem. This is our problem. It has been, it will be, and it is.
This is Andrew Connolly for RFI in Budapest.